We start with who else as Srilaritska, who has become a true world star in the last week and a half. Her gold medal in Super G in Pyeongchang will go down as one of the greatest shocks ever seen in alpine skiing, or indeed any sport. And her resounding win in the snowboard parallel giant slalom on Saturday made Ledecká the only woman in history to win gold at a Winter Olympics in two unrelated events. Not bad, considering her initial aim was to be the first person to compete in both skiing and snowboarding at an Olympics. The Guardian called the modest 22-year-old the star of the Games, and that's a verdict very few would question. Ledecká's second gold was the last medal achieved by the Czech team, who came 14th overall in the table. Prior to Pyeongchang, Czech Olympic officials had suggested that 4 would be a decent tally, so the final score of 7 can only be judged a success, even if it was one fewer than in Sochi 4 years ago. The other medal winners were Michal Krčmář with silver in Baffling Sprint, speed skater Martina Sablíková with silver in the 5,000 metres, Karolina Erbanová with bronze in the speed skating 50 metres, Emma Samková with bronze in snowboard cross, and Veronika Vítková with bronze in biathlon sprint. The Czech Olympic chief Jiří Kejval told reporters that the only real disappointment was fourth place for Sablíková in the speed skating 3,000 metres, but quickly added he couldn't be more satisfied with the overall outcome in South Korea. Football and the first ever decision based on video-assisted referee technology in Czech soccer's top flight was made at the weekend. VAR was employed to rule out an offside goal for Slavia in their game against Bohemians 1905 on Sunday. The Prague local derby wasn't decided by the ruling as Slavia won 1-0. But as elsewhere, the use of VAR has sparked a great deal of debate in the domestic soccer community. Slavia are now second in the table after leapfrogging Olomouc, who were beaten 1-0 by Brno. And fifth place Sparta slipped up yet again, only managing a 1-1 draw with Slovacko. Finally, Tomáš Berdych's wait to take part in an ATP final goes on. The Czech was beaten 3-6, 2-6 by Karen Kakhanov of Russia in the semi-finals in Marseille on Saturday. That means he hasn't played in a final for 9 months. Berdych remains at 17 in the world rankings. By contrast, Petra Kvitová has climbed one place to 9th on the women's tour. And that's all the sports news for today.